Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Extravaganza. My name is Mike Wilson. I am Andy Dorf's co-host, but today I am hosting the show because the Dorf man is on vacation. He's enjoying, from what I can understand, some very cold weather on the East Coast. But I will be joined by Brian Snow, affectionately known as the Snowman. We have a lot to talk about today, man. There's a lot going on in the sports world. We got the World Cup final happening. We got Argentina and France battling it out. We got college football, the bowl season. I was up in Vegas yesterday for the Vegas Bowl to watch Oregon State and a very decimated Florida team do battle. We got the playoff coming. We got Major League Baseball signings. The Cubs sign a big name. We got NFL. We got NBA. We got it all. There's a lot going on this week in the NFL, but we will get to all of that when we return right after these words.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket. Why is that? Well, if you ask someone with one of the latest and greatest phones from Cricket, they might tell you it's because of the amazing phones, like the new iPhone 14 that lets you capture stunning photos in low and bright light. Plus, they'd probably tell you about the fast nationwide 5G included with all plans that lets you stream, text, talk, and more, all at 5G speeds. Yeah, they might mention something like that. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Are you like me? You have health insurance, but you don't have dental insurance. Do you need to get to the dentist right away? Maybe you need an implant or some other major service. Well, I found a dental insurance plan that's just right for you. It's called Spirit Dental. Spirit Dental offers a $100 lifetime deductible, a huge network of dentists. And here's the best part. There's no waiting periods. Yeah, that means you can call right now and have real dental insurance for you and your family tomorrow and get that immediate coverage you want. Spirit Dental has plans for just a few dollars a day, up to $5,000 annual maximum, and coverage for implants. Whatever age you are, the dental insurance you need is a free phone call away. Now don't wait, and be sure to ask about Spirit's vision plan. Here's the number, 800-634-0482, 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482.
Hey, Pack Rat.
Yeah, you.
Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine. He sent me to...
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorfon Sports Weekend Extravaganza, the weekend show. It is Mike Wilson at the helm today, joined by none other than Brian Snow, as Dorf and I know him as the Snowman. Brian, how are we doing this morning?
I'm feeling great, man. My 49ers are NFC West champions. They don't play today, so I get to celebrate a little bit. And plus, the better half is baking all day, so I'm going to be having a sweet tooth. I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good.
There you go. And we'll look, in the second hour, man, we talk all NFL, so we'll get to that in the second hour about your 49ers. But, Brian, let everybody know how you can get a hold. They can get a hold of you on your social media platforms, where you can be found, all that kind of stuff before we get rolling.
Well, B Snow Multimedia is my personal socials on all platforms. And my main show, Snowman in the Morning, which is on 5 days a week at 8 a.m. Eastern, official SIT Morn is that ID. You can listen at snowmanofthemorning.com or through my new network, SDMSportsRadioNetwork.com, 8 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday.
Perfect. Hey, and, you know, hey, everybody out there, if you want to get a hold of Andy and myself, you can go to the Dorf on Sports Facebook page. You can go to Instagram, the real Dorf on Sports, Twitter. You can get at me at Pigskin Opinion. You can get at Andy at Andy Dorf on Twitter. So, you know, there's plenty of places to get a hold of not only Andy and I, but the Snowman. The Snowman, here's where I want to go first. Look, it's still college football season. We're in the bowl season. Let me ask you, because this is always a topic that comes up during the bowl season. Do we need to eliminate some bowls, or is it just fine the way it is? And then we'll kind of maybe get into the whole playoff system. But tell me your thoughts on the bowl system.
Put some of the bowls in the playoff picture when they expand. The bowls fine. All right, the Bulls are fine right where they are. And like I said, when they do decide to expand, because they still have to make that decision, you can take some of the higher tier Bulls and put them in the playoff picture. But the way it is right now, it's fine. Leave it alone.
Okay, so I'll just play devil's advocate here, Snowman. So you have these teams that get into a bowl that are 6-6, and in the past it's been, you know, there's been some teams with losing records. What do you do with those teams? I mean, are we rewarding mediocrity or subpar performances? You know, and is there a way that we can just avoid all that? I mean, I know it's a little easier said than done kind of deal, but when those teams are 6-6, like yesterday, I was in Las Vegas watching the Vegas Bowl, and there's Florida at 6-6, very middle of the road SEC team. Just, you know, they were decimated by the transfer portal and missing a couple other starters, taking on an Oregon State team at 9-3 that just kind of took them to the woodshed and bullied a Pac-12 team, bullied an SEC team for 3.5 hours yesterday. Like, is there a way that we get rid of rewarding mediocrity, or like you said, do we just kind of leave it alone and it just kind of is what it is?
Well, right now it is what it is. As far as Florida goes, A, should have played better throughout the course of the year. And of course they got bullied by Georgia again for the second straight year. And B, if you don't want to be known as a mediocre team, then go out and beat the teams that you're supposed to. What we saw in college football this year, we saw it across the board, there were teams that beat teams they were not supposed to beat, and then they got bullied around by teams they were supposed to beat. I mean, we've seen it across the board the last couple of years. So that comes down to the play of the team itself.
Very true. No, it does. I mean, you make a good point. Like, look, you're supposed to be, you got to beat the teams that you got to beat. And you know, I'm going to speak from a little bit of a fan's perspective. Yesterday with the Las Vegas Bowl, I mean, I went into that game. I mean, Oregon State is where I went to school. I make no bones about it. I am all in with my school, as anybody is. And finishing 9-3, you know, we haven't finished 9-3 in years. Like this is just one of those seasons for us. And I went into this game going, Florida better get control of this, or show some fight, because Oregon State will literally run you over. Their running game is that good, but yesterday their passing game was there. And Florida just looked like they didn't want to be in Vegas. Like, their body language was bad the whole game. So, you know, if we can get these teams to maybe care a little bit more about these bowl games, and it would be great. But also, there's these players that take off the bowls. Like, they don't want to play in the bowls because they're getting ready for the draft. How do you feel about that, Brian? Like, I kind of go both ways with it. I understand it, but at the same time, it's like you should be playing with your teammates, maybe one last chance, or, you know, one last rodeo kind of thing. What do you think?
Yeah, I go both ways also. I understand why players take bowl games off, but I also know that you got to be with your team. I mean, you started with them, you need to finish with them. One of the more recent examples would be one Christian McCaffrey, who didn't play his final bowl game at Stanford. But at the same time, again, you don't want to risk injury ahead of the draft, but you signed up to play a gladiator sport. Every time you put the helmet on and the pads on, you risk an injury anyway. So I figure, again, understanding why they don't play the bowl games, but be that as it may, you signed up to play football. You got to play football, and you got to finish the job.
No, and look, that's the voice of Brian Snow, the Snowman, on the Dorfron Sports Weekend Edition, hosted by me, Mike Wilson, and Brian today. Andy's on vacation. But look, here's the other thing with, you know, we can kind of jump to the college football playoff here in just a second. Yesterday at the game, I'm up in the press box, and I'm literally sitting by a New England Patriot scout, and I had a Pittsburgh Steelers scout like two seats down from me. So I strike up a conversation with the Patriot scout, and I ask him that question about, you know, these guys sitting out the bowl game. And he goes, to be quite honest with you, coaches don't like seeing that. GMs don't like seeing that because, like you said, Brian, they signed up to do this. They signed up to be there for their teammates, and they're not. And when they sit out, he goes, quite honestly, there's a lot of people in a lot of different organizations that go, he's not all in. The chips get down, things go south for him or something. They kind of look at it as a negative. And, you know, for those guys that stick it out and they keep playing in those bowl games, according to this Patriot scout, it's something that's a big positive for the Bill Belichicks of the world or the Mike Tomlins or, you know, whoever is the coach. So, I mean, but he also said, he's like, I get why they do it, but at the same time, they're going into the professional world, and you got to show up for your job. You know,
yeah, absolutely.
So it's an interesting dynamic that I got from guys that are, you know, they're the best at what they do in terms of, you know, scouting the NFL. So, you know, hey, look, I hear the music a little bit. Brian Snow and myself, Mike Wilson, will be back with the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, everybody.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Wilson. I am joined today by our guest co-host, Brian Snow, affectionately known as Snowman. Once again, Brian, let everybody know where they can find you if they want to listen to your show or follow you on your socials.
Official SIT Morn is the show socials. That's for Snowman in the Morning with Cole Johnson, and you can follow me personally at B Snow Multimedia all across social media.
All right, Brian. You know, look, we got into a little bit of college football with the bowl season, but look, we have the college football playoff coming, man, and we got, you know, in the Fiesta Bowl, we got Michigan and TCU playing, and then in the Peach Bowl, we got Georgia and Ohio State. In Snowman's expert opinion, okay, who's the best team in the tournament, and what's it going to take for these other teams to break through and capture the national championship?
Well, I'll give you two predictions right now. Ohio State's going to get run over by Georgia. Georgia's simply just too strong. And Michigan's got a surprise coming with TCU, because if there's one thing Michigan does not have a lot of, it's speed. And with TCU playing in the Big 12, they love to go fast and they love to play fast. To take down Georgia, you got to hit them early. You got to hit them with points early. And you got to make Georgia play from behind. You got to I borrow from an old WWF tag team, Strike Force. Strike first, strike hard, strike fast. That is the only way you're going to take down Georgia. And that's the lesson TCU has to take into their Fiesta Bowl matchup with Michigan. Because the entire, or most of the entire nation, wants to see Ohio State, Michigan a second time. And I'm sorry, old Snowman says that's just not going to happen.
Right, yeah. I mean, there's a ton of people, that I agree, that want to see, you know, the Michigan Ohio State part two again. I have no interest in that. We know how that's ended the last couple of years. I don't need to see that again. You know, for me personally, I would like to see Georgia TCU, because I think that would just, to me, that could be a track meet.
That could be a 50-point game before overtime. I want to see Georgia TCU put up 100 points even before overtime, and just have the team that is not the most exhausted, you know, get the winning points and walk off with a national championship.
Right, right. I mean, look, now who's the best team in the tournament? I mean, is it Georgia?
Georgia. It's Georgia. Georgia's the best team, and they're the deepest team. They're the deepest team. And you've seen Georgia's offense all season, as have I. I mean, things starting in with Stetson Bennett, but at the same time, there's a fellow named Brock Bowers, who is one terrific tight end that is going to make his mark in the National Football League in the very near future. You got to watch out for him, too. But what impressed me about Georgia, everyone was talking about Georgia lost a lot on defense, and with 5 first-rounders, hey, how can you argue? And yet, they still held teams to an average of under 17 points a game. What does that tell you about Kirby Smart's recruiting? What does that tell you about Georgia's recruiting? What does that tell you about the culture that is with the Georgia defense? That Georgia defense wants to hurt you, they want to punish you, and they want to sock you in the mouth. They want to take the football away from you.
No, I absolutely agree with Georgia just wanting to literally have bad intentions on every snap when they're on defense. I mean, look, there's a reason why Georgia's had so many players on the offensive side and the defensive side of the ball drafted in the last few years. I mean, what was it last year, the year before, they had it was like 16 or 17 players total drafted, or it might have been in the low 20s. You know, for Georgia. And when you brought up a good point, it shows the kind of recruiting that Kirby Smart is doing. Now, I mean, look, there are players that want to use the transfer portal to get into Georgia. You know, they have big time money in that program. They can do all the NIL stuff, and sign these top players. But at the end of the day, it's Kirby calling the shots, and getting mm-hmm. these players to buy in to what he wants to do and that coaching staff wants to do. And I people like to talk about the quarterbacks, obviously, all the time in professional football and college football. To me, the Georgia quarterback, Stetson Bennett, I mean, I don't know if there's a better story at quarterback in college football than Stetson Bennett. I mean, he waited so long before he got his shot. He didn't jump into the transfer portal and go somewhere else because he got his feelings hurt because he wasn't starting. And then you look at TCU, and I really like Max Duggan. I mean, I like how that guy throws the ball. I like how he's just a leader to me, and that's what I look for in a quarterback. And Stetson Bennett to me is the same way. He has the trust of that locker room. He has the trust of that offense. And more importantly, he has the trust of Kirby Smart, right?
Those are the two best quarterbacks in the playoff right now, Stetson Bennett and Max Duggan. Why Max Duggan wasn't crowned the Heisman Trophy winner, I don't know. But those are the two best stories. You know, Stetson Bennett and Max Duggan. Max Duggan wasn't even a starter at the top of the year. And yet, he took his team to the regular season Big 12 title and took him to the Big 12 title game and walked his team down the field trailing by 8 against Kansas State and got them to a tie and almost got them to a win. And because they gambled on fourth down, the populace is saying that's why you can't trust Max Duggan. Wrong answer. The coach made that call. The coach made that call. He gambled. He wanted to make sure that Kansas State needed to get 7 instead of 3. Hey, on fourth down, you never know what's going to happen. All right, that's a gamble you risk, and you either win or lose. The committee got it right in leaving TCU in the Final Four. But to go back to your point about the two best quarterbacks in the playoff, they're going to face each other in the national championship, and that is Stetson Bennett and Max Duggan. Who's going to run out of gas first?
Right, yeah. I mean, like I said, to me, if that's the national title game, it's a track meet. And like you said, they could have combined 100 points before they get to overtime or before the third quarter is over. I mean, that's
right.
To me, that's just. I mean, it would be fun to watch. Now, those defensive minded people out there be like, I don't want to watch that. But guess what? Sexy sells and offense sells, man. It just does. And I think it would be a pretty highly rated game as well for the TV people to have something like that in the national championship. Who's the best coach in this tournament? Is it Harbaugh? Is it Kirby? Right now, you could probably take Brian Day out of it, or is it the TCU coach? Like who?
It's Kirby Smart. It's Kirby Smart. They weren't even supposed to be anywhere near a national championship. considering all the players that they lost. And if you remember at the top of the season, when the first preseason poll came out, they were ranked third. Alabama was the top team in the nation, according to all of our peers. Oh, Alabama's going to run roughshod. Yeah, right. And they get socked in the mouth at Tennessee with a walk-off field goal, and they get blasted in the mouth by Texas A&M. Two losses, Alabama's out. Okay? And who's to say that Georgia wouldn't punch them in the mouth at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in the SEC championship game? All right? And it was LSU that beat Alabama. I'm sorry. Who's to say that Kirby Smart wouldn't punch Alabama in the mouth in the SEC championship game? Kirby Smart is the best coach in this tournament right now, because no matter what the circumstance is, he always has his team ready for battle, and they're going to totally be ready when they face Ohio State on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, hey, real quick before we got a break here, and I know it's coming up. Tell me your thoughts on prime time going to Colorado. What do you think
good
with
for
all
him.
That?
Good for him. He owes Jackson State and the black community not a doggone thing. He established a culture. Now it's up to those following Coach Prime to keep the culture going at the HBCUs. You want the HBCUs to be properly recognized, then pick up your program and put it in its proper place. I love the fact that Coach Prime is going to Colorado. He's got a big challenge ahead of him. Now Colorado needs to do the right thing and let him have all 5 years to establish the culture there.
No, I absolutely agree, and I'm looking forward to seeing what primetime can bring to the Pac-12 as well. So, you know, look, I hear the music. We got to take a break here. It is Mike Wilson and Brian Snow on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Wilson. This weekend, I'm joined once again by Brian Snow, the Snowman. Andy's enjoying some vacation time away from the Valley of the Sun. And according to him, it is not the Valley of the Sun with no heat. It is bitterly cold where he's at and it's snowing. So good luck with that, Andy. I know what you're feeling. I'm going to be in that mess in a few days. My son and I are going to Pittsburgh to watch the Steelers and the Raiders. It's going to be cold.
And to think, y'all describing all this weather, wife and I are going to move to Arizona in about a year.
That's it. Well, just don't move here during the summer. It'll save you some heartache, for sure.
Understood. Understood.
Yeah, and it's a different kind of 100 down here than it is anywhere in the country. But you know, Brian, my thing now is let's talk about some NBA, man. You know, we're getting to that point in the season where, you know, a lot of people just they start paying attention to the NBA around Christmas time, and after Christmas time, it really kind of takes off. You get weekly games, you get doubleheaders, the whole thing. The NBA kind of puts on the quote unquote full court press, to get people watching and everything. Brian, what are your thoughts on the NBA season so far? Specific players, teams, that kind of thing. Tell me your thoughts, man.
In general, Brooklyn's a mess. Philadelphia's about to get worse. I don't want to even talk about the Fakers or Lakers. The Warriors have some problems, but they'll get their act together. And no one except you and I and those who really follow the NBA are talking about the best team in the East, which I said at the top of the season would be the Boston Celtics. Even with the scandal that happened, even with the stuff with Ime Udoka happened, I was asked on my show when Cole and I did our NBA preview, who would be the best team in the East? I said, I'd give you two, the Boston Celtics and the Milwaukee Bucks. I didn't even blink. You don't have to blink. Boston and Milwaukee will be your Eastern Conference final this year, and it's going to be a seven-game war.
No, look, Andy and I talk about this every week, and you know, about Boston and Milwaukee playing each other in the playoffs, and that, it's simply going to be a war, barring any major injuries, right? I mean, if you are a true fan of the NBA, what you want to see is best on best. And right now in the East, it is Boston, Milwaukee, and everybody else. It's just just the way it is. And you know, I've heard people do a little pushback on. They're like, well, what about Cleveland or, you know, Philly can make. I'm like, no, to me. You know, I always tell people, I'm like, talk to me when Cleveland does something. Like they don't have any experience in the playoffs. Philly just steps on their own, you know what, in the playoffs and makes a mess of everything. And they are kind of a mess. Boston is young. They have a ton of playoff experience. You know, getting to the finals last year, Eastern Conference Finals, when Brad Stevens was the coach and all that kind of stuff. So they're a seasoned group that I think their average age, it seems like it's like 25 or 26. They're not even technically in their prime yet. And Jason Tatum is tearing it up. You know, he had a bad game the other night, you know, but look, the great ones have off nights. They all do.
You know, but Tatum's playing on a different level. My favorite player, I mean, I'm a Celtic guy. Have been since I was a little kid. My favorite player on this team is Jaylen Brown. That guy might be, he's right up there with the best two-way players in the league. He can lock you down. He's tall. He's long. He can score. He's a slasher, you know, all those kind of things. And then you look at Milwaukee, that's championship pedigree. Right there. They already have a title and arguably the best player in the league in Giannis. So, I mean, tell me your thoughts on all these people that want to say, you know, hey, look, they could get poked by, you know, a Cleveland or a Philly or something in the East. I mean, are they seriously off their meds or what?
They've been off their meds if they're thinking Cleveland or Philadelphia or Brooklyn, for that matter, is going to make a run. And there's a certain pundit that chose the Brooklyn Nets as the favorite to come out of the East. And I'm thinking, are you kidding me? You see how much of a mess Brooklyn is? I mean, I'm not going to even go into it. I went into it too much on my show. But the two best teams are the Boston Celtics and the Milwaukee Bucks. The only thing that's yet to be decided is who will have home court advantage in the Eastern Conference Finals. Will it be Boston or will it be Milwaukee? And to Boston, they don't really care because they went to Milwaukee in Game 7 and pounded them into the dirt. So it can go either way. You have, I'll say it again, and I will keep saying it, and I've been saying it all year, the two best teams in the Eastern Conference are the Boston Celtics and the Milwaukee Bucks. And yet no one wants to talk about them because it's not the shiny new toy like Cleveland. It's not the shiny toy like Philadelphia. Look, Philadelphia is going to self-destruct. You have James Harden on your team. Does that tell you anything?
it tells you a lot. And, you know, we haven't even got it. I mean, Brooklyn is just what it is. And, you know, people like, well, you know, it's pretty, if Kyrie and KD can figure it out, like,
that's the problem. They've had 3 years to figure it out, and they haven't figured it out yet.
Exactly. And I'm like, if they haven't figured it out yet, I mean, like, what are you guys waiting for? You know, and then, look, you go out to the Western Conference, and it's like the OK Corral, man. It's just a shootout. Who just throw a dart at the dartboard, and you could have anybody coming out of the West. But let me ask you this: in terms of the Western Conference, Brian, like who do you think is gonna shine at the end? You know, is a Memphis team gonna come out of that? Is Golden State? You know, people like to kind of downplay Golden State right now. I'm like, don't. That's your first mistake right there. That's championship pedigree on steroids out there in the Bay. But
you know why they're downplaying Golden State?
Is going to be there.
You know why they're downplaying Golden State? Especially right now, Golden State has been wildly inconsistent, especially on the road. And I know that. I've made notes about that. But you're talking about the defending NBA world champions. Who's to say that they will not get their act together? I mean, Cole, my partner, lobbed a softball up to me, you know, on a segment with someone saying the championship window for Golden State has officially closed. And I'm thinking, really? You want to shut out the Splash Brothers like that? You want to shut out Draymond Green and Steve Kerr and James Wiseman and Dante DiVincenzo? Now, did they have a lot of turnover on the bench? Yes, they did. They had the same thing happening from 2017 to 2018. Yeah, who won it all? It will be the Golden State Warriors. Do not be surprised if Golden State got their act together beginning Christmas and they are competing for one of the top four seeds in the West by the time April gets here.
Let me tell you this, as I take a look at the Western Conference seeding, the playoffs were to start, Memphis would be the top seed, New Orleans would be the second seed, Denver the third, Phoenix the fourth, Sacramento the fifth seed. How, I mean, Sacramento, the last time Sacramento was relevant to me was when they had Vlade Divac and that crew.
2002.
You know, and
yep,
Pedro.
2002.
Right, like, and Pedro Stojakovic, like, you know, and, mm-hmm. and Williams and all that kind of stuff. So it's, to me, it's kind of nice to see Sacramento kind of in the mix right now. But everybody, to me, right now is jumping on the New Orleans Pelicans bandwagon.
And that's a mistake.
Tell me what you think of the Pelicans.
That's a mistake. You're leaning on Zion Williamson. And my next two words are, for what? It's December. He's been inconsistent every year he's been in the NBA, period. And I don't expect this to be any different. Now, I know I'm going to get yelled at when I say this on my show tomorrow morning. You know, people saying, well, you shouldn't down New Orleans like that. Oh, yeah, what have they done? What have the Pelicans done lately? I'll answer that. Not a doggone thing. I don't trust New Orleans. I'll trust Memphis before I trust New Orleans. Somehow, something's going to happen, and the rug's going to be yanked out from under them, and you can put that right at the foot or right at the feet of Zion Williamson. You know, they want to look at the highlights of Zion Williamson instead of looking at the fact that he's only shooting 40% from the field. They want to look at the highlights of what New Orleans is doing instead of looking at the fact that as a team, they're only shooting 40% from the field. That's a problem.
No, you are exactly right in my estimation, you know, and it kind of goes back to what people were talking about with Philly and Cleveland in the East. Like, show me when they do something. Like, write me a letter, send me an email, get to me on my socials, whatever. I mean, like, and then I might believe them. I still might be hard-pressed to believe them. But, yeah, I mean, there's something about having some experience and getting something done to me that, oh, I don't know, it just seems like a bit of common sense. But the other part of this is, you know, you look at the rankings in the West. What's up with the Clippers? I mean, what are your thoughts with, you know, because on paper at the beginning of the year, everybody's like, oh, the Clips should be there. Once again, tell me when they do something, right?
Right. Okay. Here's how I look at the Clippers. Anybody remember when they used to play at the old L.A. Sports Arena and they were absolutely horrible and no one cared about them? That's how you should feel right now about these Clippers. Kawhi is done. PG is worse. And then you got Tyronn Lue trying to put together a ragtag team that is supposed to compete. Supposed to compete being the operative word. I'm sorry. I'll believe it when I see it.
And I will believe it as well. Your thoughts in the next minute or two about the Suns? I mean, obviously living here in the Valley of the Sun, paint the valley purple, the whole thing. Fans are all in, but they seem like they're getting maybe a little restless with the inconsistency with this team. Thoughts?
Unless Kevin Johnson and Charles Barkley and Tom Chambers are walking through the door and Dan Marley, can't trust them. Sorry.
Right. Yeah, I just, Booker, look, Boston was in town about a week and a half ago. I watched the game. Booker got shut down. Jaylen Brown just locked him down and made Booker seem very average, you know, so... You know, they have some work to do here in Phoenix with the Suns, but you know what? Hopefully they'll get it done. But I hear the music. We've got to take a pause for the cause here. We'll be back with Brian Snowman and Mike Wilson on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Wilson. I'm joined by Brian the Snowman Snow this weekend because Andy is out of the office. He's on a little vacay. And hopefully enjoying them. Brian, the last few minutes here before we take a break at the top of the hour, and, you know, second hour is all NFL, and we'll get into that in the second hour. Is there anything you just kind of want to get off your chest that we haven't talked about yet, minus the NFL kind of stuff, but anything you want to say that just, like I said, get off your chest?
Dansby Swanson, why'd you sign with the Cubs? Why did you sign into that culture? 5 years. I mean, they're giving you 5 years and $177 million. And I saw a quote online that said Dansby Swanson's won everywhere that he's gone. First of all, Atlanta screwed up by letting him go. Second of all, Dansby Swanson screwed up by signing with the Scrubs. How does he fit with them? How? I don't know.
Like, go ahead, Brian.
I don't get it.
You know what? You bring up a good point here because when I saw that, and me being a Cubs fan, you know, I'm like, we offered, like, we signed Swanson to this, but we wouldn't sign Javi Baez to his contract when he was coming on a free agency, and that was like less money. So we're like spending more and more. And I'm like, I don't get it, but the amount of money that Major League Baseball is throwing out there is insane. But hey, we will be back after the break, the top of the hour, talking all NFL, ladies and gentlemen. So stick with us. It's Brian Snow and Mike Wilson on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition.
USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. South Korea's presidential office has strongly condemned Pyongyang for escalating tensions after reports are North Korea fired two ballistic missiles towards the sea off the Korean Peninsula's east coast on Sunday. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the two medium-range missiles flew about 300 miles and landed in the East Sea. Despite international bans and sanctions, North Korea has conducted an unprecedented number of missile tests this year, including one capable of reaching the U.S. mainland. It's a state of emergency in El Paso, Texas, due to the border crossings overwhelming law enforcement. Mayor Oscar Leeser says he could no longer keep residents safe without declaring the state of emergency.
Our asylum seekers are not safe, as we have hundreds and hundreds on the streets.
The state of emergency allows the mayor more resources. Hundreds of migrants are sleeping on the streets in bitter cold temperatures. Thousands are apprehended every day. Those numbers are expected to go up after a U.S. judge ordered COVID-era border restrictions, known as Title 42, to end by this Wednesday. President Biden plans to address the American people this week before the Christmas holiday and the New Year, touting major accomplishments since taking office, according to White House officials. They say the president is expected to emphasize unity and the bipartisan nature of key legislation he signed and express hope for more cooperation between the two parties in the next Congress. Republicans will control the House in January. Recovery efforts continue in Malaysia, where a landslide has killed at least 24. Rescuers uncovered the bodies of a woman and two children who were buried in mud and debris on Saturday. At least nine people are still missing. More than 90 people at a campsite were inundated by the debris, most of them families enjoying a short vacation from school. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great healthcare. Find out more. Call now, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
State of emergency at the border with the U.S. and Mexico in El Paso. Mayor Oscar Leeser made the declaration to bring more resources and the ability to shelter hundreds of migrants who are sleeping on the streets.
As we see the increase in asylum seekers into our community, and we see the temperatures dropping, and we know that Title 42 looks like it's going to be called back on Wednesday.
A record number of migrants have been caught crossing the U.S.-Mexico border under President Joe Biden, with agents encountering an average of more than 2,400 per day. El Paso has struggled to deal with tens of thousands of migrants crossing the border. A proposal in the budget of Virginia's Republican governor is raising eyebrows amongst Democrats about a possible abortion ban.
Governor Glenn Youngkin is proposing two amendments addressing abortion in his state, establishing a 15-week gestation limit, and blocking state funds from being used for abortion services. Delegate Chanel Herring, who heads the House Democratic Caucus in the Commonwealth, tells WUSA 9 that Youngkin is trying to create a new felony.
We've got some serious issues here in Virginia, and to go after women this way, it's not good.
A spokeswoman for Youngkin accuses Democrats of deliberately misleading Virginians, adding that the governor wants to look for a bipartisan consensus on a bill to protect life after 15 weeks, with exceptions in the case of rape, incest, or life of the mother. I'm Kenneth Burns.
I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low-Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, everybody, once again. This is Mike Wilson, and I'm joined today by Brian Snow, the Snowman on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We're in the second hour, Brian. We're going to go all NFL this hour, talk the games, talk specific stories, all those kind of things. But first, just a little update. You know, we're going to talk, you know, a little bit different type of football. We got the World Cup final. Argentina and France, they are tied at 2. Argentina was up 2-0. France in the 80th and 81st minute get some quick hits and get some goals. They've tied it up. And, you know, I mean, you couldn't have asked for a better World Cup final. What do you think, Brian?
Best final. Best final that could have ever happened. And extra time is on the way. You know, we talked about it all first hour, having the two best teams. We got the two best teams in the World Cup. Let's see how far they go.
Do you have a dog in the hunt? I mean, I don't.
I love seeing matches like that. You know, that just come out of nowhere, and you know, love seeing the two best teams just wrestle and go at it, man. I love seeing that.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, and I kind of feel for Messi. I like to see Messi get a World Cup. ring or whatever they celebrate with. But look, I hear the music. We're going to take a quick break, ladies and gentlemen. Brian the Snowman Snow and Mike Wilson will be back on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket. Why is that? Well, if you ask someone with one of the latest and greatest phones from Cricket, they might tell you it's because of the amazing phones, like the new iPhone 14 that lets you capture stunning photos in low and bright light. Plus, they'd probably tell you about the fast nationwide 5G included with all plans that lets you stream, text, talk, and more, all at 5G speeds. Yeah, they might mention something like that. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Are you like me? You have health insurance, but you don't have dental insurance. Do you need to get to the dentist right away? Maybe you need an implant or some other major service. Well, I found a dental insurance plan that's just right for you. It's called Spirit Dental. Spirit Dental offers a $100 lifetime deductible, a huge network of dentists. And here's the best part. There's no waiting periods. Yeah, that means you can call right now and have real dental insurance for you and your family tomorrow and get that immediate coverage you want. Spirit Dental has plans for just a few dollars a day, up to $5,000 annual maximum, and coverage for implants. Whatever age you are, the dental insurance you need is a free phone call away. Now don't wait, and be sure to ask about Spirit's vision plan. Here's the number, 800-634-0482, 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood, but did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your first furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine. He sent me to...
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Wilson. Andy is off this weekend. I am joined by Brian the Snowman Snow. Look, hey, week 15, NFL season, it's here. And, you know, we're even playing on Saturdays now, which, you know, the NFL typically does. They own Saturday. They own Sunday. They own Monday. And to a certain extent, they own Thursdays. I mean, it's just NFL dominated right now. Brian, what do you think? What has kind of stood out to you this season? You and I haven't talked a lot of NFL during the season, but what stood out to you so far in this 2022-23 season?
Well, the maturity of the Philadelphia Eagles and Jalen Hurts, for one thing, he can beat you with his leg, he can beat you with his arm, and that Philadelphia offense signing A.J. Brown, you know, just kind of put him over the top. There is a fatal flaw with Philadelphia, however. They don't have a bell cow running back to really take that running game over the top. Staying in the NFC, something that I said would happen has happened. The 49ers won the NFC West, and they can beat you in a litany of ways also. You know, when I was asked at the top of the season who my NFC championship game would be, I quickly said Philadelphia and San Francisco. It's looking that way. They just need to continue to take care of business. Biggest surprise for me, I can honestly say, would have to be in the AFC lately, and that's Tennessee. Why is Derrick Henry fumbling the ball at an alarming rate? And on the other side of that, in that same division, Jim Irsay needs to sell the Colts and get some football people into that Colts organization that actually know what the hell they're doing. Because right now, they don't know what the hell they're doing.
No, for sure. I mean, look, after Saturday's game, I mean, shoot, you're going to have fans wanting someone's head on a platter after that massive collapse. And I don't blame them. And Brian, I do think you're on to something there. That not necessarily, I don't think Irsay's going to sell the Colts. I don't think that's going to happen. But he has to get better football people in there to run that organization. Because, look, you and I, growing up, we're used to the Colts being fairly good. I mean, what, Peyton Manning
yep.
was there for 15 years and was just solid. They always had a good running back. They had solid receivers, you know, the whole thing. So it's going to be interesting in the next couple of years to see how the Indianapolis Colts kind of try and solve their problems. And there's plenty of them to solve. But before we kind of delve into that kind of stuff, let me go through the matchups that we have today. We got Philly at the Bears. We got the Falcons at the Saints. We got Detroit at the Jets. We got Pittsburgh at Carolina. We got Dallas at Jacksonville. We got Kansas City at Houston. We got Arizona at Denver. We got New England at the Raiders. We got Tennessee at the Chargers. We got Cincinnati at Tampa Bay. Burrow versus Brady. That's going to be interesting. There's a little bit of interest there.
That's going to be a massacre. Cincinnati 44, Tampa Bay 6.
Right. I mean, from a media standpoint, you know what I'm talking
right.
about. They like to push that kind of narrative. Right. So then we have the Giants and the Commanders. And then on Monday night, we got the Rams up there at Lambeau taking on Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. So week 15 is here. You know, you've mentioned your 49ers, Brian. And look, I grew up in a household on the West Coast that – My late father was a huge San Francisco 49er because for him growing up, they were the closest NFL team to where we grew up in Portland. So, you know, we root for the Niners. I always have. I always will. But to me right now, this, and I've been on the Niners bandwagon the last couple of years pretty hard because that defense that you have with your team there, Brian, is
a monster.
So legit.
A monster.
I mean, it is absolutely a monster. You take a look at the front four, you take a look at the back seven, it's like pick your poison what you want to try to eliminate because these guys are going to come after you, you know, and you talked about earlier in the show that the Georgia Bulldogs, like on defense, they want to punish you, they want to hurt you, they want to come with bad intentions. I look at the San Francisco 49ers in the same exact light. They want to bully you. They make you want to just throw up the white flag and go, all right, we'll just move on to next week. And I know I'm not wrong on this, right,
nope.
Brian?
Seven straight wins, highlighted by the defense. you know, San Francisco is the only team this year to go through the litany of injuries that they've gone through, and yet they've won 7 in a row. They're the first team to clinch division, and they can conceivably, I don't expect it to happen, but they could conceivably win out and somehow, some way, snatch the number one seed. That's incredible for a team that started this year 3-4. They lost to the Bears, they lost to the Falcons, and they lost to Denver. Okay, you wouldn't think a team that lost to those three teams would be in the position that they're in.
No, I mean, absolutely. And then, I mean, let's just throw gas on the fire with all the other NFL teams, Brian. They picked up Christian McCaffrey. I mean, when that happened, I mean, my son and I are huge McCaffrey guys. Remember watching him at Stanford in the Pac-12, just lighting up everybody, you know, and just watching this guy tear apart in the Rose Bowl, the Iowa Hawkeyes. And that vaunted, you know, everybody talked about the vaunted Hawkeye defense, and McCaffrey just went through everything. And how he didn't win the Heisman, I have no freaking clue. But this guy is legit. And for a guy like Jimmy G, when he first got there, this was a great addition for him. You can dump it. You can move Christian around. And now it's Brock Purdy, you know, the local product from here in Phoenix. You know, Purdy looks the part a little bit. I mean, granted, we had a small sample size, but he's pretty combat there. He's had a lot of snaps. In high school, 3-year starter, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In college, 4-year starter. That's a lot of practices. That's a lot of reps. That's a lot of snaps. That's a lot of in-game experience. And what he's doing right now, I'm not shocked by in the least, because of all that game experience that he's had. Talk to me about Purdy, Brian.
I'll highlight one play from Thursday night, which put Brock Purdy securely on the map, as well as the 49ers. In the first quarter, he pumped to his left and then pumped to his right, and Seattle let the seas part for one George the Animal Kittle, which turned into a 28-yard touchdown. That play right there, and the genius of Kyle Shanahan to design it was designed originally by the godfather of the West Coast offense, and as you know, in the late, great Bill Walsh. He did it in Super Bowl 19. But for Kyle Shanahan to bring that back and add a wrinkle to it, because it went to the play in Super Bowl 19 went to the tight end, Russ Francis, and that led to a score. This one led to a direct score with George Kittle. And you mentioned with McCaffrey, it's a perfect match. McCaffrey doesn't have to worry about being the bell cow. He doesn't have to worry about getting all the yards from scrimmage like he did in Carolina. I mean, granted, he has a 1,000 season under his belt. But haven't you noticed that it's gotten easier for Christian McCaffrey to be in an offense? Hasn't it gotten easier for him?
Oh, yeah. No, it has. And the thing with McCaffrey is, as my dogs are just going off right now, but, it's one of those things where he's so fluid, you can move him around so much, you know. So it's just been nothing but a benefit for him. But there's the music. We'll take a break, Brian. We'll come back after the break. This is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's
800-298-9093. Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. Once again, this is Mike Wilson. I am joined this week because Andy is on vacation by Brian Snow, otherwise known as the Snowman. Brian, once again, let everybody know where they can contact you, listen to you, all that, all those kind of good things.
Official SIT Morn is the show ID for Snowman in the Morning with Cole Johnson. And B-Snow Multimedia is my personal social for everyone that can wants to contact me on social media.
All right, Brian. You know, we just finished talking about in the last segment about those very tough, grizzled San Francisco 49ers. Okay? And make no mistake, that is your team. Like, that you ride and die with the Niners.
Yep.
Let's talk about either the epic collapse or the epic comeback by the Minnesota Vikings yesterday, which was just insane. I believe it was 33-0 at halftime.
33-0
on Saturday
at the half.
Yeah.
33-0. My wife and I were out at lunch. We watched the first half. And she looked at me and I at her and said, you know what, we can go do our afternoon shopping and you can get ready for your game because it's 33-0.
I get back home. She drops me at home, and she had another errand to run. And I wanted to be sure that I felt that I felt better, because my stomach was starting to act nuts. I look at the television, and it's 36 apiece. I texted Jody, and I said, "Do you believe this game is tied?" And she had one word for me: "What?" I can't even explain what the hell happened in Minnesota yesterday.
Yeah, and look, it begs the question, okay? Well, one, look, if you're Matt Ryan, you're part of the two biggest epic collapses of all time. One in the Super Bowl against the Patriots, up 28-3, and then yesterday, you're up 33-0. And it's like Matt Ryan has to be like, is this deja vu? Like, what the hell's going on? But at the same time, look, you know, Kirk Cousins throws for like 450 yards, 460 yards, and he gets the win in overtime. Does this show you or tell you anything about Minnesota that they're going to start believing they're never out of it? Doesn't matter how far they are behind, or does it show you like something to the effect of, dude, you were down 33-0 to the Colts at half. Like, what? If you're a serious playoff contender, and there's plenty of people that think they're a serious playoff contender, what do you make about the Minnesota Vikings after yesterday?
They had no business being down 33-0 at the half. Not with that offense that can score 39 points in the second half in overtime. They had no business whatsoever, but they shot themselves in the foot with interceptions, with pick six, and Dalvin Cook fumbles. I mean, three turnovers in the first half. They shot themselves in the foot. Okay, let's just be real. They shot themselves in the foot. Good teams always come back from shooting themselves in the foot. But 33-0 at the half, you couldn't even get a couple of possessions where you stick it in the end zone or at least get some points out of it. Before the first half ended, you want to talk about? I never thought I'd say this aloud, but I'm going to go ahead and say it aloud. And I said it aloud 3 years ago. Kirk Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings, even though they're 11-3, they're the NFC North champions. Kudos to them. But they're a bunch of frauds, because there's no way you're supposed to be down 33-0 to a 4-8-1 team, a team that tied the Houston Texans at the top of the season. Minnesota's, but the Vikings are frauds, and it's going to get proven in the playoffs.
Do you see? No, I'm on the same wavelength as you after yesterday, because I'm like, you can't get down that much and then, you know, kind of like flip the switch, you know, because that coming down from 33-0 doesn't happen hardly ever. Like, you know, that's a,
right.
It's almost like a one-off to me kind of deal.
Yep.
But at the same time, you know, Kirk Cousins throws for 460. If you're a Minnesota fan, are you worried about a first-round exit?
Yes. Hell yes. Because what if you draw... Oh, here we go. What if you draw Dallas in the first round and you're down 33-0 at the half? That's adios. More to the point, what if you have to go to Santa Clara and face Brock Purdy and the 49ers? That's a wipeout. That's an absolute wipeout. I would be totally worried if I were a Vikings fan. And I heard the call from Paul Allen, who is the fabulous voice of the Minnesota Vikings. It's a voice he's one of the guys, play-by-play guys, I love listening to every week. He had no voice by the time the winning field goal went through. And in many ways, I wouldn't either. But you know they had to stress him out. If it stressed out the team, if it stressed out Kirk Cousins, you know it had to stress out Paul Allen.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, it stressed everybody out that was in the building. You know, I mean, for that matter. I mean, shoot, what I saw was like, when I saw the highlights, I'm just like, one, this is not a Super Bowl winning team.
Nope.
Two, this is a team that could easily go out in the first round. Now, talking, not necessarily talking about a team that can go out in the first round, but look, I my favorite teams like scan the rest of the United States. It's insane, and don't ask me why, because it just could get into some therapy session I'm not ready for. But like my favorite NFL team is the Miami Dolphins. Okay, and it's been, I don't know, a lifetime between Dan Marino and whoever else has been quarterback. And any time they go to Buffalo, they always seem to go to Buffalo late in the season. It's just insane. It's almost like you know, taxes and death. You get guaranteed Miami's going to go to the snow in Buffalo, you know, in late November, early December. Buffalo, I thought yesterday was going to be just crazy in terms of Buffalo just blowing them out. Miami showed me a little bit of grit yesterday, on Saturday, and they kept it close. I mean, it was a tight game.
Yep.
Buffalo, you know, ekes it out by three. What does that is Buffalo as good as people say they are, or are they missing something that they need to kind of get over the hump and get back to the Super Bowl?
Same thing that Philadelphia's missing, a consistent running game. You can't have your quarterback be your leading rusher. Josh Allen carried 11 times for 80 yards yesterday, and he also threw for 234 yesterday. Why is Josh Allen your leading rusher? Why don't you have a bell cow for your running back? Because Buffalo's built to run the football. The Buffalo Bills are built to run the football. Let me take you back to January 1991, Rich Stadium, scene of the crime. Anybody remember the name Thurman Thomas?
Yeah.
I mean, well, you know, they had that bell cow running back. You know, good teams, Super Bowl contending teams, let me put it this way. Super Bowl contending teams have that one running back that can gash yards from you, from the defense, in a hurry. Philadelphia doesn't have that back, even though they're trying to lean on Miles Sanders. That would be a mistake. And to a point, Miami doesn't have that running back either, nor do the Buffalo Bills.
No.
They don't have that one run.
They don't have that.
I know I'm going to go back in the days, and I'm going to date myself. Forgive me. They don't have that Tony Nathan-type running back that you can get 1,000 yards from. They don't have that Roger Craig-type running back. I'm really going to date myself. Here we go. They don't have that John Riggins, that Walter Payton, that Eric Dickerson from the Los Angeles Rams. They don't have that Marcus Allen-type running back. They don't have that bell cow type running back that we used to see in the 80s and 90s that can get you 100 yards in a key game. Neither one of those teams do.
So, hey,
that is a problem.
We'll talk about all that in the game when we return on the Thorfond Sports Weekend Edition, everybody.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Once again, my name is Mike Wilson, filling in for the Dorf Man. Andy is on vacation, and I am joined by Brian Snow, otherwise known as the Snowman. Brian, you know, we've been talking about a lot of stuff today in the NFL. There is a bunch of games being played today, so let's start going through these games. And you don't necessarily have to give me a score or anything like that. But just tell me who's going to win the game. Give me some reasoning, that kind of thing. Philly and Chicago. For me, I got Philly all day with this. What do you think?
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles, and it ain't even close.
Yeah, like it could be over in the first half kind of deal to me with this. And hey, you know what, Brian, real quick, is Jalen Hurts the MVP? I mean, is it him or Mahomes kind of deal? But do you think Jalen deserves to be in the conversation?
They both deserve to be in the conversation, but I just got this goofy feeling a wild card's going to pop up in the MVP conversation. Hurts is the front runner. Mahomes is not far behind, but I just get this feeling there's going to be a wild card in the MVP conversation. Don't know who it is, but there's going to be a wild card there somewhere.
Okay. Next game, hey, Atlanta and the Saints down there in the Superdome in New Orleans. What do you think?
Next.
Yeah.
I don't. Next.
I mean, see, I think New Orleans is going to win this. Don't ask me why. They're in the dome. Atlanta doesn't play that well away.
It's the NFC South, for God's sakes. Next.
Exactly. Detroit and the Jets. What do you think?
Detroit. I'm going with the upset. I'm going with Detroit.
Right. See, I think so too. And you know, tell me your thoughts with Detroit, man. They play tough. They are the definition of a team that kind of embodies their coach, right? In Dan there. So it's one of those things. I'd like to see Detroit have a good season. I really would. If they can win a few more games going forward in the next couple of years, I think it'd be great. I got Detroit as well. But give me your thoughts really quick on Detroit this year.
Anybody remember 1991? Detroit wasn't supposed to do anything, and they wound up winning the Central Division. Not saying they're going to win the division because Minnesota's already clinched, but watch this team. Watch this team.
Pittsburgh and Carolina in Carolina today. I'm you know what? I'm going to go with the Steelers. You know,
next.
I did this with a lot of these games
on Friday when we did our picks on the show. So next.
Dallas and Jacksonville. I would like to say Jacksonville could pull
upset.
The upset.
I'm picking it up. I'm going to call for the upset. I'm going to call for the upset and Trevor Lawrence having a walk-off. Trevor Lawrence and a walk-off. I'm calling for the upset. I don't trust Dak Prescott, and I don't trust the Cowboys, period.
As much as this tastes like vinegar coming out of my mouth, I think Dallas pulls it off. It's real close. I'm talking like a field goal kind of game. So
yeah, it's gonna be close. It's gonna be close. Jacksonville is nothing to play around with now. They seem to have gotten their act together. Like I said, I'm gonna go ahead and call for the upset. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong, and I'll say so on my program tomorrow. I'm calling for the upset.
Look, you know, Jacksonville, they finally have the adults in the room. They finally have a coach. They got someone that kind of knows what they're doing in the front office as well. They're spending money to bring guys in like Christian Kirk, you know, that kind of thing. So, yeah, you're right. Jacksonville's not something that you want. It's like a firecracker. Don't mess around with it or otherwise you're going to get hurt. Kansas City and Houston. Kansas City all day.
Kansas City in a whitewash. Next.
Yeah. Arizona and Denver. I mean, could this be the worst game of the day?
Next. You want a definition of a dog game? There you are. Arizona and listen, this is a long way from Kurt Warner versus John Elway. Next.
Let me ask you this real quick, though, Brian. In Denver,
yes.
The expectations were through the roof. They bring in Russell. They're going to let him cook. They bring in the new coach. Whose fault is this in Denver? Is it more on Russ or is it more on the coach? I think it's about 50-50.
How about both? How about option C, both? Russell Wilson has spent his entire career in Seattle, and they wrang every piece of energy out of him. Now he can't do a doggone thing, minus a running game, minus an offensive line. Luxuries that he had in Seattle, he's not going to get in Denver because right now Denver's too stupid to figure out the problem. Next.
New England and the Raiders.
Josh Jacobs and the Raiders.
And the Raiders, yeah. I'm going to go with the Raiders as well. I think not. You know what? With New England, I don't necessarily want to say the game is past Belichick by a little bit, but he doesn't have...
It's passed him by. He doesn't have Tom Brady. It passed him by.
Well, he doesn't have, and now he doesn't have like a bona fide offensive coordinator. You got Matt Patricia, a defensive guy, calling the shots. And
that should tell you. That should tell you everything you need to know. You got Matt Patricia with a pencil in his hair calling the offense. That should tell you everything you need to know. Next one.
Yep. Look, you talked a little bit about Tennessee earlier in the program. Tennessee at the Los Angeles Chargers. What do you think?
San Diego Chargers by 14. And the Chargers should still be in San Diego. That's just me.
Well, that is kind of me too. I get why they left. I understand. I've been inside that stadium down there in the old Qualcomm. It's garbage. Yep. They should have got.
Yeah, I know, but at the same time, the city could have easily built them a stadium on that site, and you name it the right way. You call it the new Jack Murphy Stadium. Easily solved. I mean, Spanos was trying to wrangle money from the public when he didn't have to. All the mayor had to do was say, "Look, we'll build you a stadium. All we need to do is split the cost. We'll build you one, no problem." And you call it Jack Murphy Stadium. Problem solved.
I got the Chargers today. and I think it's 10 to 14 points, like you were saying, it was a couple touchdowns. How good of a quarterback is Justin Herbert right now? And do you think he's
getting too much
love for not doing anything just yet? Or is it the right amount of
pressure? Brandon Staley is their coach. Does that tell you anything? Justin Herbert's a damn good quarterback. They have a damn good offense. They got the wrong person leading him.
Right. Yeah. And Dorf and I talk about that guy all the time. It's crazy. What's going on 4th and 7 on our own side of the field? Like, it just.
Yeah. Cole and I said the same thing.
I just want to tell him. Yeah. I just sit there and go, is he trying to outthink the room? Like, quit doing that. Take the points. Play field position. Play football, for crying out loud, every once in a while.
Exactly.
Cincinnati, Tampa Bay. I got Cincinnati today. Tampa Bay is just too banged up.
44-6, Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow gets 3.5 bills, and Tampa Bay surrenders 500 yards.
Good. And look, you were talking a little earlier about a wild card in the MVP race. Could Burrow be that kind of wild card that we're not talking about?
Joe Burrow could be that wild card, that third wild card that comes in the MVP race.
Burrow to me, and I think I said this on last week's show or the week before, he just strikes me as Joe Montana 2.0.
Yep.
He's calm.
So cool.
He's under control. He makes all the throws. He has the confidence of the fans, the GM, the coaches, and most importantly, those players on the field that he can get the job done. And he's just so calm about it. I love Burrow. And I like how he brings his swag to the game, the whole thing. So I got Cincy all day today. I think it could be a crushing blow down there.
It could be over.
It could be over
by the first quarter. It could be over by the end of the first quarter.
Right, exactly. Giants and the Commanders.
Tie. Next.
Yeah. You know what?
I'm going to say a word that a lot of people won't like me saying, but I grew up as a fan. I don't trust the Redskins. I don't trust the Giants, especially when they played to a tie in the Meadowlands on throwback day in the Meadowlands, a game the Giants should have walked off with, and they didn't.
Sure.
I don't trust either one of these teams.
I can't believe it's the Sunday night game. That's what I can't believe.
and that's why I'm going to be in a sugar coma because of my wife's cooking. We're not watching that game. Next.
There you go. Okay. Hey, look. Monday night, Rams, Packers, two teams kind of, I don't know. Rams aren't going anywhere. I don't think the Packers are right now either. Andy would probably agree with that. But, you know, his pack are just, they're just struggling. There's a multitude of reasons probably for it. But who do you got tomorrow night?
Who in the vital blue hell made up this schedule? Rams and Packers? On a Monday night?
Yeah.
Who made the... Okay, is that the last game? Whoever's running the music, push the button, please.
No, you are right. I mean, I'll take the Packers and Aaron at Lambeau over the hapless Rams and Baker Mayfield. I don't think Baker's going to pull one out of them.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield is your – look, if you're the Rams, I'd worry. Baker Mayfield's your quarterback. Does that tell you anything?
Hey, look, Snowman, that, like you just said, that tells you everything you need to know about the Rams.
Bingo.
That Baker,
bingo.
You put Baker on a United Airlines flight and said, hey, come out here, we'll run a few plays. And we'll just kind of see what happens. So it's just one of those things. But look, we got through all the games. Saturday there were not a ton of games, but there were some interesting stories that also happened. There's going to be a ton of stories that happen today. It's going to set up, playoff positioning, the whole thing. But, I hear the music in the background there, Brian. We'll come back with our final takes for the show. This is Brian Snow, the Snowman, and Mike Wilson on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Wilson. I've been joined all day today by the Snowman, Brian Snow. And a bit of breaking news during the break. Argentina wins it 3-2 and wins their World, I think it's their third World Cup, I believe, but they win the World
Cup. And first since 1986.
Yes. And with Diego Maradona. Yeah. But look, hey, Brian, this is the part of the show where we give our final takes. What is your final take on anything you want to talk about for about a minute?
I got a few things. Dansby Swanson just messed up his career. I hope the Rams and the Packers tie on Monday night, which is show you the quarterback play or lack thereof for both of those teams. Anthony Davis is now on the shelf for about a month. You may as well say the rest of the season with a foot injury. And that, I'll get it off my chest. LeBron James has ruined careers, and he's ruined Anthony Davis' career, period.
Okay. All right. Look, hey, my final take, and no, I look, as a Celtic fan, there is nothing better than to watch the struggles in Los Angeles. But my shout out goes to my Oregon State Beavers yesterday. They beat the tar out of the Florida Gators. Way to go, Jonathan Smith, co-coach of the year in the Pac-12. For Brian Snow, for Mike Wilson, for everybody who makes this show possible, this is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Have a great week, everybody.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.